attention was on what you're doing. Same as when you first learned to get dressed. You ever watch a little child trying to learn how to tie its shoe? Totally awkward. Now we get dressed without giving it any thought. We may think of what we're going to wear, but not how we're going to get it on. You very rarely see an adult trying to pull their pants on over their head. But it's not uncommon to watch a little child try and do that. You never see an adult trying to put their foot in the sleeve of their shirt. But it's not uncommon to see a little child trying to do that. But when the little child gets the ideas fixed in their mind, they never try and do that again. And they just automatically get dressed. If you would consciously observe some of the things you do in any given day, just consciously stop and watch your own behavior. Listen to your thoughts. You're going to find that many of the things you do are done through habit. See, when I was a little boy, my teachers used to say, "Bob, why are you doing that?" And I'd say, "I don't know." This is the intellectual mind. You can store a lot of information there. But this is the conditioned mind. You see, thousands and thousands of habits form something called conditioning. And I was automatically doing things I didn't want to do. I was doing something wrong. It was giving me results I didn't want. And they'd say, "Why are you doing that?" And I'd say, "I don't know." They say, "What do you mean you don't know? You know." I say, "I know." "Well, why are you doing it?" "I don't know." I remember I joined the Navy. My commanding officer would say, "Proctor, why are you doing that?" I'd say, "I don't know, sir." "What do you mean you don't know? You know." "I know." "Why are you doing it?" "I don't know." Then I got out of the Navy and I went to work, and the boss would say, "Bob, why are you doing that?" I'd say, "I don't know." "See, what do you know? What do you mean? You know how to do better." "I know." "Why don't you do it?" "I don't know." Then I get married. My wife say, "Why are you doing that?" I say, "Never mind." It's amazing how bold you get at times. I got to hate the word "why." I didn't know why I was doing things that I didn't want to do, giving me results I didn't want to get. I didn't know how my mind operated. I didn't know I had all those ideas fixed in there. And I'll tell you something else I didn't know. I didn't know how to change it. I did not know how to change it. Why did I have a poor attitude? Because I had so many negative ideas fixed in here. And you see, it's what's in here that controls the vibration. And conscious awareness of the vibration is called feeling. And I never felt very good. Sometimes I felt lower than others. You'll see people that are totally depressed. You know what depression is? Depression is anger turned inwards. They get angry at someone else and they suppress it. They pack it into their subconscious until it all becomes fixed. And they stay in a terrible vibration. Why do you think people get ill? Do you think disease is a normal vibration for a body to be in? Not at all. Ignorance is the cause of disease. We're told to know the truth that set us free. There's only one thing to be set free from, my friend, and that's ignorance. Now, I want you to stop and think of just how you behave. I want you to stop and think of some of the things that you could do that would improve the quality of your life just like that. Every one of us know how to do things better than we're doing. Our problem has been we don't know why we're not doing them. See, you know that when you leave home, if you go over and say, "You know, honey, I really love you," and give him a little hug and kiss, you feel better when you leave. You also know when you go out and slam the door that you feel bad for a long time after, and so do the people that you slammed the door on. We know, but sometimes we still slam the door. Do you know if that's the only thing you changed? If that was the only habit you changed, the quality of that relationship would improve. I have watched salespeople multiply their effectiveness just by forming a habit of being like this at 9 a.m. in the morning. This is called personal contact, and it's the key to success. Some people are not in front of a prospect until noon. You'll never get up at the crack of noon and win. At least if you can, I'd like you to tell me about it. The rest of this program is built around that basic concept and this basic concept here. But understand this. You've got the mental faculties. You